Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. Most men think that they have women figured out. And I've seen a lot of men throw money, wealth, and cash at them, and men stalk women like hungry dogs until they give in to whatever they desire with those women. And these men, sorry to say this, but these men are idiots. Women are more complicated than that. Fortunately for you, there is a secret. Well, I don't want to say it's a secret, but it's how you can manage women. You can't manage women entirely, to be honest. Throughout your lives, whatever stage you are in your life, when you're teen, early adulthood, adulthood, and late in your life, I'm going to give you four proven things that women would find irresistible in most men. Are you curious about this? Well, let's start first with the most obvious number one reason. Number one thing women find irresistible in a man is confident masculinity. All right, let me explain what that means. Confident masculinity. Attractive men don't follow women around like dogs. When I say attractive, it's of course in the beholder that we looked at. But women should come to men. And the thing is, the most attractive women know about this. They find men who are confident in their masculinity 10 times more attractive. Men who are confident with themselves, however they look. Not feeling like they are a douchebag. That's a different thing. As a man, you should stand up straight, be authentic, and defend the values that you've learned throughout your lives. What you actually believe in. Women, we have different values because we're taught different by our parents, especially by our fathers, or the men who honed our values throughout our life. Maybe your teacher, your older uncle, perhaps, or, you know, sometimes even your cousin or your best friend. But this will get you more women than flowers or attention. Getting more women is different from being praised or getting the attention that you want. Women will also feel more secure around you. What I'm saying here is that when you wear confidence, it's worn from the inside, not what you're wearing. It doesn't matter if you're wearing, you know, branded clothes or expensive clothes or the most expensive jewelry around you. But your confidence, even if you're wearing, you know, simple clothes, like a simple shirt, a simple set of clothing that you have, it's the confidence of being a masculine man. Women like men, not men who are not confident about themselves. So that's number one, confident masculinity. The second thing that a woman finds very attractive in a man is a man who is very direct. I need to explain this in a little context because I might be taken out of context with this, but let me explain what being direct means. It means that you don't play games. Confident man knows exactly what they want and they aren't afraid to go after it. There's nothing more sexy for a woman than finding out a man who knows what they want, who is 100% sure of what he actually wants. So this means telling the truth and being direct with your potential mate. Of course, you're headed somewhere. And men who craft these, what we call fake personalities and behave a certain way just to win girls, guys, let me tell you this, they already know. Women aren't stupid. They're very, very smart. Especially women who've dated a lot of men. When I say a lot, you know, they experience being around men a lot of times, not just one guy or two guys or three guys. They're not stupid. They can see through it a mile away. Playing games turns women off like nothing else. Being direct shows confidence. It turns women on and makes them chase you. Instead, there's a belief that women are like money. The more you chase them, the further they run. The same thing with money. The more you chase money, if you're trying to be wealthy, the more it runs for you. Instead, you want to chase your value and show that you have value instead of you looking for it. You don't go out announcing like, hey, I'm a guy. I'm looking for women. I'm trying to look for women that I can date around or, you know, fool around with. They don't want that. You're there. You show your value. This is who you are. It's either you like him or you don't. It's not like when a woman says, I like a guy who works out or like jogs or like knows a lot about stock market or knows about their finances. When you're not any of those, don't try to force yourself to be someone like that. You have to be direct and you don't play games. You don't pretend to be who you're not. You're being direct with that. And that's the number two important thing. A third thing that a woman can't resist in a man is a man who has a purpose. A man who has a purpose means that they have direction in life. And women follow
follow men who have directions in life, that know what they want. Just like what I said in the second point. Confidence should trickle down into all part of a man's life. Women don't want, you know, men who are flaky, who will figure it out later. They like a man who has the sense and the feeling that he has it all figured out, even if he doesn't. We all haven't figured out anything in life. I mean, my parents don't have everything figured out yet, but it is what it is. Women want men who have drive, desire, and dedication to what they truly want, what their goal is. That's why women want men who are successful. Purpose is one of the core aspects of masculinity. A lot of people think that masculinity is all about, you know, having muscles or looking good, looking clean, and looking like you're wealthy. No. Purpose is a core aspect of being masculine. Purpose is about what work or business you have. Like, what's your family values? What are the interests that you have? What habits do you have? What takes up your time? Those are things that we call purpose for a man. And if you aren't firm in what you want, how can any woman ever trust you? When you say, you know, there's a Tagalog word for it, like bahala na or akong bahala sa'yo. It doesn't exuberate confidence in a man if he says something like that to you. It shows that you don't know what you're going to do. So you want to nail down who you are, what you want to have, and who you want to become. No woman wants to be a guy who needs someone to complete them. Whenever you say, I'm a guy looking for a girl who will complete me, that means you're not complete. No one wants to be a guy who's half-baked or half-ready for a relationship. It's what we call a red flag. So women will feel safer when they open up and expressing their feminine side to a man. Have a purpose. Lock down your purpose as a man. Know what it is that you think is your purpose. And a lot of women will have different opinions about this, but I'd like to know the opinion of a woman so far with regard to this one. Let me know in the comment section what you think. And lastly, number four, a woman can't resist this. A very good perfume. Confident body language. Okay, let me ask you this. What should a woman think if you're doing any of these things? Like, you know, you're a guy that fidgets, like who nail bites, a guy who keeps, you know, fixing his clothes or hair all the time, or, you know, crossing your arms and crossing your legs, fidgeting with your knees. What do you call that? In Tagalog, kuya-kuya ata yan eh, right? Women don't want those. Or like, keeping your hands in your pocket all the time as if, you know, you're trying to reach for something that's not there. Or not looking at her while you're talking to her. Like, I'm gonna look at the camera. If I'm looking at the girl, I wanna look her straight in the eye, like in between the eyebrows. That means that I'm looking directly at her. I'm interested at her, I look directly at her mouth. That's intention. But if you're moving around, you know, as if there's something wrong with you mentally because you're not looking straight at her, you're not confident at looking at the girl, then that's not confident body language. You know, fidgeting, crossing your arms, keeping your hands in your pocket, you know, wandering around, not looking at her, like as if you're Rain Man. You know the movie Rain Man? If you're Sean Penn, you look like that to a girl, no girl will think you're confident about yourself. These motions make you look weak. That's it. When you're talking to a woman, number one thing is you're standing up straight. Not straight like you're in the military, okay? That's a different thing. Straight as in, you know, your shoulders are up. You know how stand-up comedians, when they talk, they're like slouching a bit, you know, the mic is slouchy, they're holding the mic at the end, like as if, you know, they're not confident about themselves. You're not a stand-up comedian, so stand up straight. Maintain eye contact. I would like better if I'm talking to someone and I'm talking, looking at their eyebrows instead of just one eye at a time, because you can't look at two eyes at the same time. It's impossible. You'd be like looking left, looking right, looking left, looking right. Just look at the middle. And that's one of the secrets that people don't know about. Allow your face to be expressive. We're not talking about, you know, poker here. You shouldn't show a poker face. Like if you have a nice card, you're not showing your emotion at least. But at least you're allowing your face to have expressions. Like if you're happy, show you're happy. You know, when you're being direct, show that you're being direct. Next thing is you don't put your hands in your pocket. It's a sign that you're not confident in yourself. Always use your hand to express how you feel. It's very important. And keep your body open. Don't cross your arms and legs. When a person has their arms and legs crossed like this or like this, I don't know if it'll show in the camera, my legs are crossed. If you're like this and you're talking to a girl that you're interested in, it shows that you're not open to communication with them. And that shows that you're not confident with your body language. There are a lot of things we don't say, but we can actually show based on our body movements. Do you believe in that? It's important that you're conscious about your hands and your body movements, especially, for example, if it's the first time you meet a girl that you like, or you the first time you go out on a date with this person. She will feel much safer opening up to you and connecting with you if you do all these things. Stand up straight, maintain eye contact, allowing your face to be expressive, not putting your hands in your pocket, you know, not fidgeting, and keeping your body open. I'm not saying, you know, spread your legs like, you know, you're ready to F-U-C-K. I'm just saying you're seated properly, not slouching, you know. You're putting out a good energy that you're confident about yourself, at least. Outside of these four things, the others are not actually secret. You know, having a good hygiene, dressing up properly is good, and showing up on time, it means that you have a commitment to that person. Those are basic, simple things that a lot of people will actually know. And just wearing the right scent for you that fits your personality. I mean, no women, a guy who has very, very strong scents, wearing such a strong scent that, you know, it's too overwhelming. You want a scent that's just enough. I mean, there's a lot of videos that will show you how you put on a perfume as a guy, if you don't know how. I mean, all these things are free on the internet if you could just research about them. So just to recap, here are the four things that women find irresistible in a man. Number one, confident masculinity. Number two, being direct. Number three, having a purpose. And number four, confident body language.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.